So I want to share with you what I said on Shabbos, Parshas Bahar. Last week we didn't have a shiur. So the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bahar, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim." Hashem says to us, "Because to me, b'nei Yisrael are servants. Avodaihem, they are my servants. Asher yitzesi oisam ha'yaretz Mitzrayim." That I took them out of Mitzrayim, ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, asks a contradiction between this pasuk and a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, where the pasuk says Banim Atam Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk says you are children to Hashem your God. So how can these two relationships of being servants to Hashem and being children to Hashem, how can they coexist? The Gemara in Shabbos says that when Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to heaven, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Mal yilud isha beinenu? What is a mortal doing among us?" To which the Rabbi Shalom said, "He came to accept the Torah." So the angels said to the Rabbi Shalom, "Why are you giving away the Torah to a person of flesh and blood?" And they mentioned a pasuk in Tehillim, "Hashem Adonainu Mo'adeh Shimcha B'chol Oretz Asher T'no Hoitcha L'Shamayim." Hashem, our Master, how mighty is your name in the entire earth. You should give your beauty upon the heaven. Meaning, beauty is a reference to the Torah. Give your Torah upon the heaven. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, answer them. Hachzor lahen tshuva. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, it says in the Torah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. It says in the Torah, I am Hashem your God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Amar lahen, so Moshe said to the angels, the Mitzrayim yiradetem. Did you ever descend to Mitzrayim? The Paro yishtabadetem. Were you ever subservient to Paro? Toyra lama tahilachem. What do you need the Torah for? And then he says to the angels, it says in the Torah, Zochar siyam haShabbos lekadshoi. It says, remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Do you ever do malacha that you need a Shabbos? It says, "Kabbid es avicha v'asimecha." It says, "Honor your father and your mother." Do you have a father and mother to honor? So we need to understand what was the dialogue here between the angels and the Rabbi Nishalel and the angels and Moshe Rabbeinu. Especially the pasuk that they mention, Hashem Adonainu Mo'adeh Shimcha B'chol Oretz, Hashem our Master, how mighty is your name upon the earth. Asher T'no Hoitcha L'Shamayim. What do they do at the beginning of the pasuk? If they're saying that Hashem's name is mighty upon the earth, so then that is a good place to give the Torah. Well, how does that fit into their argument? I understand the end of the pasuk, Asher T'no Hoitcha L'Shamayim. Give your beauty upon the heaven. Okay, that I understand. But why are they mentioning the beginning of the pasuk? Hashem Adonainu Mo'adeh Shimcha B'chol Oretz, Hashem our Master, how mighty is your name upon the earth. And Rashi, it looks like Rashi was bothered by this. And Rashi says, Mo'adeh Shimcha, Adir hu harbe ba'oretz. He is very mighty in the earth. Ve'in roi l'chol litan hoitcha sham. Therefore, it is not worthy for you to give your beauty there, rather on the heavens. What is Rashi saying? Hashem is too mighty on the earth, and that's why it's not appropriate to give the Torah there? What does that mean? week of after Parshas Bahar is the week that Melchemes Amalek actually took place. According to Seder Olam, the Amalek attacked Bnei Yisrael on Chov Gimel Ir. So, as usual, we need to understand the whole concept of the Yodayim. It says in the Pasuk, Vayovay Amalek, Vayilochem Yisrael B'Rafidim, Amalek came and fought with Yisrael in Rafidim. Chazal say that Rafidim stands for Rafu Yodayim. They loosen their hands. They Rafu Yodayim and HaTorah, they loosen their hands from the Torah. And as soon as they loosened their hands from the Torah, immediately Amalek attacked us. So what does it mean that they loosened their hands from the Torah? Should have said they loosened themselves from the Torah. And we see that the hands play a role in this battle because Kashiyora Moshe Yodai V'Gavai Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hand, Yisrael would be victorious. Kashiyan Yech Yodai V'Gavai Amalek, he would have put his hand down, Amalek would be victorious. So what is the connection of the hands to this battle with Amalek? Shabbos Parshas Bahar was the 35th day of the Omer. Every day of the Omer has its unique message to prepare us for Kabbalah HaTorah. So we need to know what the unique message of day 35 is. The Midah associated with day 35 is Malchus Shebahoid, kingdom within beauty. So we need to understand what that means. What does kingdom within beauty mean? How is it relevant to our Avodah? Especially to prepare us to Kabbalah HaTorah. I was approached by a Yid here in Chicago, and he told me that his son is becoming Bar Mitzvah in a few months, and his wife said to his son, "Are you excited that your Bar Mitzvah is coming up?" And the son answered, "No, I'm not excited." The mother was very surprised. He's a very good boy. So she said to him, "Why aren't you excited?" So he said, "Because it's a tremendous responsibility. I'm going to become a chayiv in all the mitzvahs all at once. It's so intimidating. It's so overwhelming. I really am not looking forward to this." So the mother, Baruch Hashem, had the frame of mind to tell her son how special that was to have that feeling that most bar mitzvah bachrim, you know, are only interested in the party. They don't realize even what type of responsibility is being placed upon them. Nevertheless, the father was very concerned that his son was not looking forward to his bar mitzvah. So he asked me if I would speak to his son. So I want to share with you what I told his son. I said to his son that the problem with the reason why you feel so intimidated and so overwhelmed by this new responsibility is because you've been trained from a very young age to envision the Ribbono Shel Olam as a mighty king sitting upon his throne, and that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a king of vengeance, and if one dares step over the boundaries, then achen vei, the king's wrath will be poured upon him. And that's why you're so overwhelmed, you're so intimidated by this vision of what the Ribbono Shel Olam, what Yiddishkeit is about. So I told this child, get that vision out of your head. It's not true. The Ribbono Shel Olam is our loving father. He's Avinu Shebashamayim, Avinu Malkeinu. Yes, he is king. But the king is our father. The king is our loving father, who wants the best for us. and who wants to embrace us, and there's nothing more in the world that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants than that we should be successful in our mission. And he sends us siyata d'shmaya, he sends us assistance to be successful. The Rabbeinu Shalom's malchus is a malchus shebahoid. It's a kingdom of beauty. It's not a kingdom of fear. It's not a kingdom of wrath. It's not a kingdom of cruelty. It's a king. It's a malchus shebahoid. It's a kingdom of beauty. Because we're his children. So of course, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Of course, we're the Rabbeinu Shalom servants. He's our king. But banamatam l'shem alekechem. You're children of the king. And this is why the malachim, this is why the angels didn't want the Torah to be given upon the earth. Because the malachim knew that the people on earth view the Rabbeinu Shalom as this mighty king. This mighty, cruel, vengeful king. That's not a place for Torah. That's not how Torah should be observed. Hashem Adonainu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Haaretz. Your name is so mighty upon the earth. That's how they view you. And as Rashi says, Ein Roi, it's not befitting that the Torah should be given into a place where there won't be an appreciation for what Torah is. That people won't realize that the Torah is Malchus Shebahoy, that it's a kingdom of beauty. Tenahoydcha al Hashemayim, give your beauty upon the heaven. And Hoydcha is Gematria 35. Because day 35 is Malchus Shebahoy. That was the time of the Malachim. Don't give the Torah into a place where it's going to be accepted, it's going to be viewed as a cruel dictatorship. T'nohoidcha al Hashemayim. Give your beauty upon the heaven where it will be appreciated for its true beauty. To which Moshe Rabbeinu responded that this is exactly why we need the Torah. Because Klal Yisrael is coming out of a Mitzrayim where they were subservient to a cruel, vicious king. That is the vision of king that they have. If they won't get a Torah, how will they ever understand what the Rabbeinu Shalom is about? They'll think the Rabbeinu Shalom is just like Chas v'Shalom, like the Paroi, like the kingdom that they just experienced in Mitzrayim. Klum leMitzrayim yiradetem, leParoi yishtabadetem. Quite the contrary. The reason that the angels themselves are giving, that is the reason why we do need the Torah. We need to be able to see in the Torah where it says, Bonimatam Lashem Alekechem, you're the Rabbeinu Shalom's children. The Rabbeinu Shalom loves you. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants what's best for you. Do you have a Shabbos Kodesh? A Shabbos which is a day of Ahava, a day where every Yid feels the embrace of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We need that. We need the Shabbos Kodesh. We need that embrace. Do you have a father and a mother? that you can even understand what the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam is like? We have father and mother. We understand what the love of a parent is. We can receive the Torah. The klipa of Amalek is Ashekarcha. Amalek wants to cool off the warmth of the Torah, the warmth of Malchus Shebahoid. Amalek doesn't mind if we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, as long as we view the Ribbono Shel Olam as a mighty king. The whole concept of the yadayim, the hands, are the embrace. The yamin mikareves, the hand that embraces and it brings close. And it was only when rafu yadayim and ha-Torah, when Klal Yisrael separated the yadayim from the Torah, and we saw Torah as a set of rules of a king, of a mighty king. That's when Amalek steps in. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands to heaven in a embrace with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Klal Yisrael looked at that. The Mishnah says, Mesechta Rosh Hashanah, when they looked towards heaven, they subjugated their heart to their Father in heaven. They realized that Ribbono Shel Olam is not only our king, he's not just a mighty king. He's Avinu Shabashamayim. He's our Father in heaven. So as we approach Kabbalah Satoyre, we need to realize that the Torah HaKadosha is all about Bonim Atam Lashem Alekechem. It's a gift that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us with tremendous love. It's Malchus Shebahoid, Etno Hoidcha Al HaShemayim. It's a kingdom of beauty. And the Zchus of understanding what the Torah is about, and understanding the Torah, and accepting the Torah in a manner of Malchus Shebahoid. We should be Zoichet to Kabbalah Zal Torah B'Shleimus. And to the time that the Ribbono Shel Olam's Malchus should be revealed with its entire hoid, with its entire beauty, b'vias Mashiach, tzidkenu b'mehira b'yameinu, amen.